Who would nominate someone to be the chairman?
School was not in session Thursday evening, but Hawthorne Elementary was still full of Salt Lake City residents anxious to learn how to have more of a say in local politics.
Is there anyone who would like to be a state delegate?
Shauna Gee was elected by the people in her area to serve as a state delegate in Precinct 2, located in South Salt Lake. Gee is no stranger to the position, having already served two terms. She says she has seen how much delegates can change the way things play out.
I mean, for example, Bennett, where we were really upset with him. I mean, you go there and the people who are really concerned research the different issues and visit the candidates, and you really have a voice.
One of Gee's responsibilities as a state delegate is to help decide on a candidate in the state's upcoming Senate race, led primarily by incumbent Orrin Hatch, former Utah Senator Dan Lilienquist, and State Representative Chris Harrod. Many of the residents in Precinct 2 came with their choice in mind, and most of them agree with Joy Cummings, who says don't mess with experience.
The government's working. He's to the point where he can make a difference now, whereas the new ones can't. So it makes a difference whether they've been in there a long time or not.
Josh Jacobson of Precinct 68 is a Dan Lilienquist supporter and showed up to his first caucus Thursday just to support him.
He stands for a smaller federal government and returning rights to the states. I appreciate that. He's a strong advocate for the Constitution and for limiting federal powers and enabling states, which is how our nation was founded, and I feel we need to return to that.
County delegates were also put in place to vote in the upcoming Salt Lake County mayor race. The Republican lineup includes West Valley Mayor Mike Winder, Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott, former County Councilman Mark Crockett, County Councilman Richard Snellgrove, and former Congressman Merrill Cook. The Republican State Convention will be held April 21st. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.